What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth, here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Have I already told you about the shadow boxes on display at Blue Hill Public Library? Artist Maria King was born in Poland in 1956, emigrated to the United States in 2010. She currently lives in Liberty, Maine, but her shadow boxes are on tour, and they'll be at Blue Hill Public Library until July 30th. The boxes are constructed within the confines of recycled cigar boxes of various shapes, sizes, and character. Each month will feature a different group of pieces with the common theme, so plan to visit today, and then again in June and July. Her show will be accompanied by a comprehensive catalog with detailed descriptions and sources for about 300 boxes. They're on display in the Howard Room, so access is subject to the meetings scheduled in there. Now, tomorrow, the Turtle Gallery in Deer Isle is holding an opening reception for Susan Webster's new work. The reception is 2 to 5 p.m., with remarks from the artist at 3. TurtleGallery.com for details on the opening and the upcoming season, and SusanWebster.net to see her work, including her Defend Roe project and her collaborations with her husband, poet Stu Kestenbaum. I got a twofer for you over in Southwest Harbor. Well, really, it's a threefer, but we'll get to that. In Southwest Harbor at the Public Library, you can see an exhibit of husband and wife team Barbara and Frank Roberts, featuring Barbara's acrylic paintings of Acadia and Frank's pen and ink drawings of Rockefeller bridges and carriage houses. The artwork will be up for the month of June. You could see it June 2nd when it opens and stay for a talk that evening on Huck's Ducks. At 5:30, Northeast Harbor artist Richard Huck will describe the journey and process of creating Huck's Ducks, a fleet of, stay with me, duck defender decoys that are also on display at the library in May and June. I felt a strong need for the waterfowl population to have protectors, a battle fleet to stop predators, both animal and human, Huck says. The transformation of a hapless decoy into a lethal battleship is where the fun starts. Each piece starts with a plastic decoy. Then, Huck adheres all manner of things to make them more authentic. Reference photos of naval vessels provide a starting point. The waterfowl-inspired warboats aren't motorized, but as a scuba diver, the artist has towed his creations along. The library would like you to register for the June 2nd in-person program at swhplibrary.org, and you can see the Roberts artwork when the library is open. On the next evening, June 3rd, you could head to the Northeast Harbor Library for What Happened Here? With Rainy Bench. This is a fun romp of lesser-known MDI history and stories that will have you looking around familiar landscape with new eyes. Did you know MDI's smuggling history dates back to the Jefferson Embargo in 1807? Did you know about the Battle of Norwood Cove when locals successfully fought a British naval frigate? The What Happened Here? Program is a collaboration between the MDI Historical Society and the Northeast Harbor Library. It's offered in person at the library at 5:30 and virtually via Zoom. It'll be recorded for later viewing. Who's your muse? Courthouse Gallery Fine Art opens for the season with a show entitled Ellsworth as Muse, a special exhibition to celebrate the gallery's 20th anniversary. Artists were asked to look beyond the expected in this exhibition paying homage to the gallery's hometown. Ellsworth as Muse will be on view through July 10th. There's a gallery talk Wednesday, June 3rd, 5 p.m. with Carl Little, Philip Frey, and Kate Hanlon. Wait till you hear what I found on the WERU calendar. Info on the 5th annual Rhubarb Festival happening June 6th, noon to 6 p.m. on the Kendall Farm in Perry. You can celebrate all things rhubarb with food, music, vendors, and a Rhubarb is Sexy fashion show. That's next Saturday, but you might need time to plan your trip to Perry. It's up near Eastport. KendallFarmCottages.com for more information, or you could probably just Google Rhubarb Festival in Maine. It's that time of year again. Places are just opening up. Double check the time, the date, the place before you head out. We would hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?